from Gauteng, specifically for a position, for a job here in Eisner. And then going into lockdown, I got news, or I was informed that I was retrenched. So I lost my job going into lockdown.
Sure, that is quite a turn of events coming into Eisner, and suddenly the reason why you came here is not the reason anymore.
You don't always feel positive, and what's going on in your feelings is not necessarily the truth.
Amen.
So if you remind yourself of the truth, what is the truth that God says about Him?
Mm.
And if we focus on that, remind ourselves about that, it's all that matters.
Wow.
And it's gonna change your way of thinking.
To the listeners, I hope you guys heard that when Lenta said that even if you don't feel good enough and that voice is telling you that you might not be good enough in your own eyes, then it's time to listen to what God says, and He definitely sees you in Christ and He sees you as good enough.
Our human nature, it's a massive shock. And being the head of a family, and we're 5 people, there are bills to pay, responsibilities, there's a lot of pressure. We're fortunate to have a business, 2 businesses that are on, that Lenta managed. But now I've lost my job. I'm preaching to myself. I like to be in control. And this whole situation was 100% out of my control. I've got to know God and His nature, and I know what God wants for me, and I know that I see it that I work for God. At the end of the day, is I represent God.
Mm.
I want people, so I want to leave a positive and a friendly flavor.
And we so easily get into a place where we start blaming things and people around us. But you have that choice to stay positive in your heart and keep a good attitude, maintain a good attitude. Tell me a little bit about the miracle of May month.
Our other company, in the middle of lockdown, May month, we experienced our turnover tripled.
Did you get a word like triplification?
Yeah, I was looking for triplification, but I'm not sure that's a word. So I know multiplication, but I was doing the math.
Triplified.
So we got triplified our business's turnover. It was the second biggest month in the history of our business, that's 7 years old now. In the middle of lockdown, month. We say it's God's business.
Mm-hmm.
We are just managers of His business, His finances. Everything is His, and we try and do and manage it as best and according to His will.
You have a positive mindset of you are givers because Jesus is a giver. He's that's the way you perceive God's nature. Sometimes that mindset can come back of we need to hold back. As a mom and a wife, Lenta, how do you encourage your husband, and how do you stay positive in terms of letting that river flow in your family?
The more I gave away, the more got back to us. Different things. We've just learned that if you keep your wallet and your house and your heart open, that's the way that the Lord is going to provide for you as well. What if this doesn't happen? What if that amount is not there? And He said, well, the Lord has always provided, and He's not going to stop now. And I haven't finished praying, and then I got a message from a client who made a huge order, and it's really that amount that we've been trusting for. So it's just
it's literally just a couple of minutes.
Supernaturally how He provides.
I said it's better to go with your husband in the wrong decision than to go against him in the right one.